trip, the Life Bus brings students back to Queen's Campus in front of Mitchell Hall. Finally, on Thursday, March 26th, from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. in the Victoria Hall front lobby, students can drop by our STEM Cell Info Booth, learn more about QUBT, and enjoy pizza and snacks at no cost. More information can be found at the link of our Instagram bio at Queen's U Blood Team.
Hi, this is Jen Grant, and you're listening to CFRC in Kingston.
This is CFRC 101.9 FM. My name is Grim. This is A Working Knowledge. And for further information on this fine radio station and events going on in the Kingston area, I will direct your attention to cfrc.ca, where we have a list of our program, our schedule, and all kinds of event news as well. So it's a good place to stop and check it out if you're looking for something to do. If you find yourself here, there is lots going on in this hood. And lots of live music as well, which is always a delight. I've been out to see a little bit myself, and more is planned for the future. So I'm here for the next 60 minutes and every Wednesday evening for this program, Working Knowledge. Tonight, a lot of Canadian indie, I think, is a fair way to describe it. But we are going to begin with Canadian, although jazz. This is Oscar Peterson, taken from his Canadiana Suite album and Blues of the Prairies.
Thank you. The legend lives on from the Chippewa on down of the big lake they called Gitche-Gumee. The lake, it is said, never gives up her dead when the skies of November turn gloomy. With a load of iron ore, 26,000 tons more than the Edmund Fitzgerald weighed empty. That good ship and crew was a bone to be chewed when the gales of November come early. The ship was the pride of the American side, coming back from some mill in Wisconsin. Freighters go, it was bigger than most, with a crew and a captain well seasoned, concluding some terms a couple of steel firms when it left fully loaded for Cleveland. And later that night, when the ship's bell rang, could it be the north wind they'd been feeling? Tattletale sound as a wave broke over the railing, and every man knew, as the captain did too, was the witch of November come stealing. The dawn came late, breakfast had to wait, and the gales of November came slashing. When afternoon came, it was freezing rain in the face of a hurricane west wind. When supper time came, the old cook came on deck, saying, "Fellas, it's too rough to feed you." At 7 p.m., a main hatchway caved in. He said, "Fellas, it's been good to know you." The captain wired in, he had water coming in. Good ship and crew was in peril. And later that night, when the lights went out of sight, came the wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald. Searchers all say they'd have made Whitefish Bay. They'd put 15 more miles behind her. They might have split up, or they might have capsized. They may have broke deep, took water. But all that remains is the faces and the names of the wives, the sons, the daughters. Of her ice water mansions, old Michigan steams like a young person's dreams, the islands and bays of her sportsmen. And farther below, Lake Ontario takes in what Lake Erie can send her. Iron boats go, as the mariners all know, with the gales of November. a musty old hall in Detroit they prayed. At the Maritime Sailors' Cathedral, the church bell chimed till it rang 29 times for each man on the Edmund Fitzgerald. The legend lives on from the Chippewa on down of the big lake they call Gitche-Gumee. Lake Superior, it is said, never gives up her dead. When the gales of November come early, I'm the dealer.
Child in hand, my clothes slowly drown. I just spilled the fabric softener on the ground. And over by the drive is Portuguese woman sighs. Antonio has done her wrong. He lost it all on a bocce ball that went wrong in the final round. It's a Saturday night in a laundromat without you. Sit out on the sidewalk, my little Luce beside me. She's getting bigger every day. We watch the red sky going down in an apartment across town. It's another hot night and it sure ain't gonna cool down. Sitting here thinking, and I know I shouldn't be wishing that you were beside me. Sorting the socks from the lingerie and folding the sheets away. It's a Saturday night in a laundromat without you. I'm rocking her to sleep to the soul-sucking beat of a stranger's scream. The laundromat without you, without you, without you, without you, oh yeah, without you. Come on, come on, come on, I'm just gonna find a way. Come on, it's gonna be a better day. Come on, come on, come on, I'm gonna find my way. Baby, it could be great. Oh yeah, it just might be today. Come on.
Garage sale Saturday, I need to pay my heart's outstanding bills. A cracked up compass and a pocket watch, some plastic daffodils, cutlery and coffee cups I stole from all night restaurants. A sense of wonder only slightly used, a year or two to haunt you in the dark. For too long.
dogs. I've waited for so long. I miss you so much. On a rock bar Tuesday, over drinks under everything, I see you in the corner laughing and lonely. Major D of a small town, bussing tables, passing out in the schoolyard with school bells and a cold rain coming down. Paint my picture in color by roads I know well. Easy rider, sunglasses in the moonlight. You can't tell. I come from a cheap town. Switchbacks, pull me up, touch down, lay me out in this big town. Small apartment, bad neighborhood, hear the wind blow through the window. Feeling bad, I'm feeling good. Come from a cheap town.
Yeah. face them day to day. I need a crowd of people, but I can't face them day to day. Though my problems are meaningless, that don't make them go away. A crowd of people, but I can't face them day to day.
In that first and almost only set this evening here on A Working Knowledge. That is what you're tuned to. My name's Grim. Thanks for checking me out. I don't think really any of those artists need much introduction at all. There was a ending with some Tragically Hip, and there's some NQ Arbuckle and Weaker Thans. New from Grievous Angels, which is nice, and Saturday Night in the Laundromat, sandwiched there in the middle. And then we also heard from some Mac McKenzie and 3 o'clock Train and the Rio Statics with their cover of The Wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald. So Lots of good Canadiana for you there. I ended with the hip, and that's for a friend of mine who recently passed away far, far too young. And he was the biggest Tragically Hip fan I know, certainly. And I think he was definitely up there in the, you know, the top 10 hip fans. So whenever I play any hip on this show, I'm playing it for Stacy. So he's missed. A couple more things to play for you to take us out. This next shorter set is going to start with Destroyer from his 22 album Labyrinthesis, and It Takes a Thief.
I stand here before you today, exhibit 104A of this cheap ruse. Sorry, it's the truth. I try to go outside, oh, I try and I try, then a bicycle rides by.
Yeah. Every day you hear something new on CFRC. Can you keep up? You need a weekly recap. Catch up with What's Climbing Friday mornings at 10. The charts on CFRC.
Partners in Mission Food Bank could not exist without the loyalty, dedication, and support of volunteers, some of whom have been with us for over 30 years. Our team of volunteers consists of individuals who continually devote both their time and skills on a regular basis in an effort to make a positive impact on hunger and the food needs of the community. Volunteering has no age limits. Your commitment and energy is enough. It is a great way to make new friends and contribute to your community. Partners in Mission Food Bank volunteers provide essential services in many ways, including